This is sonnet number 145, and it's really interesting because this is one that Shakespeare actually wrote in quadrameter instead of the noted pentameter, which he was famous for.
Last month, a group of Shakespeare enthusiasts gathered inside Nightbird Books in Fayetteville to celebrate the 448th anniversary of the Bard's birthday. The celebration included trivia, music, cupcakes, and audience members reciting their favorite Shakespeare pieces. Jim Goza was one participant who read one of Shakespeare's sonnets.
That ever sweet was used in giving gentle doom, and taught it thus anew to greet. I hate, she altered with an end, that followed it as gentle as day, doth follow night who, like a fiend, from heaven to hell is flown away. I hate, from hate away she threw, and saved my life, saying, not you.
Jim is a local actor who will be participating in a production of Twelfth Night as part of a Shakespeare in the Park presentation being organized by the Classical Edge. In addition to celebrating Shakespeare's birthday, last month's event was also a fundraiser so the new theater company can fulfill its goal of bringing freak Shakespeare in the Park performances to Northwest Arkansas each summer. The Classical Edge was the brainchild of husband-wife duo Justin and Virginia Schauer.
We imagine it being a company that's devoted to providing classics with a sort of contemporary, accessible edge to them, and something that is family-friendly and then also retains the respect of the original work, but also provides a kind of funky, edgy feel to it. And our 12th Night is actually a 7-person 12th Night, and the characters are being doubled by actors, so like one actor will play Toby Belch and the lovesick Duke Orsino, and so it's kind of a fun, Fast and Furious version of the play.
Justin and Virginia both earned a master's degree in acting from the University of Arkansas. Virginia says she loves the accessibility of Shakespeare in the Park because events like this across the country are free. In 2008, the couple was brought back to the area from California specifically to participate in a Shakespeare in the Park performance.
We did Midsummer Night's Dream when we first came back, and then the next year we did a 4-person Much Ado About Nothing, and then we kind of took a year off, and then last year we did The Tempest, and then this year we're doing Twelfth Night, all with different companies,
right.
And different sort of missions, and this year we're kind of, and we were involved in all of those productions, and this year we're kind of consolidating and saying, you know what, let's make this an annual thing and just kind of set it that, you know, we have amazing theater companies in our area, and this
really
is kind
do.
Of the one niche that hasn't been fully
realized
yet, and so we're going to allow that to be our contribution to the already rich and vibrant community we have.
Justin and Virginia are clearly Shakespeare enthusiasts, but what is it about the Bard that inspires such passion?
For me, it's the language and the playfulness of it and the invention of it and how he could capture universal human experiences in such a way that even 400 years later, you read it and you're like, oh, I get that. You know, and yes, there are some archaic words and there are situations in the comedies that don't quite translate nowadays, but if you get down to the bare essentials, it's what we're living right now. You know, it's just very, it was written like directly from the spirit of what it is to be human, and so I think that's what I'm drawn to, is that you can, and just the inventive constructions of some of the lines, and just the, I had read somewhere that the average attendee to his plays back when they were being performed, the average person had a vocabulary of about 500 words, and he used about 20,000 words in his plays. And so the situation that a lot of contemporary audiences find themselves in, of where I don't really get all the words, is exactly the situation that audiences back then were in, except they had a love of new words. And I think we sometimes take ourselves too seriously, that we want to understand everything and we want to get out our pocket dictionaries and know what that word means, instead of just allowing the gist of the word to kind of flow over us and to get the essence of it. And so that's what I love. I just love that just the experimentation of it.
That's what I love about my husband, is that I agreed with every single thing he just said. He's right. It's about the heart that Shakespeare found in each human being. And when I'm able to perform his work on the stage, there is such a connection that I feel that actually is the most when I play Shakespeare versus anything else.
So the classical in the company's name obviously refers to Shakespeare. But what about the word edge? How does one make Shakespeare edgy? The couple says it comes from the way you present the work to an audience.
I think it's about not holding too tight onto the language, not trying to make it lofty and something unobtainable. And so if you just bring it to the audience like Shakespeare did, because Shakespeare created over 3,000 words, and so the audience didn't really know all of the words that he was saying for the first time. So if you just bring it to the audience with that sense of ease and with that sense of purpose, then it brings the edge to it.
Yeah, it's not edgy as in like pushing the envelope or making it something, you know, trying to find all of the innuendos in it. It's more about making it relatable and making it kind of funky and kind of low to the ground and minimalist but rich. At right. the same time.
Letting go of the big costumes right. and the big sets that usually come with Shakespeare okay. and just doing it as we are.
And not making it too reverential or too precious, just allowing it to just be very democratic and very just, you know, just out there. It's kind of how we imagine it. And that's going to be our mission as we go forward, is to create fun, relatable classics that have a fun edge to them, that are still family-friendly, but also have a funkiness to them.
Another part of the company's work is educational outreach. The Showers say David Jolliffe, the organization's literacy consultant, has been an integral part of the group. They say it's been a mission of his to raise literacy awareness in areas that are more economically depressed. Now, the Classical Edge is helping with that.
Another part of our mission is to take Shakespeare down to the Delta. So we'll also be doing performances in Circe and near Augusta, and then in Helena. And actually, over spring break, Virginia and I taught a Shakespeare camp to students at the Kipp Charter School, a Shakespeare literacy camp, and it was really a lot of fun, and the kids were fantastic to work with. So that's kind of another aspect of our mission is to do some educational outreach and to do some Shakespeare-centric or classic-centric workshops.
The Classical Edge will be performing Shakespeare's Twelfth Night this summer. Sunday afternoon, the company will be at the Benton County School of the Arts in Rogers. On May 31st, the Classical Edge will perform at Gully Park in Fayetteville. Both performances start at 5 o'clock. Admission is free, and audience members are welcome to bring a picnic. More information is available at theclassicaledge.org.